Well, time to talk Bidenomics. And we're going to bring in Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman for this. And Rick, I know you're talking about the Delta Blues today, one of my favorite genres of music, by the way, but this is of a different sort.
Presidential Delta Blues, I guess you could call it. The Delta virus has infected the Biden presidency, Jared. President Biden doesn't have the virus, of course, but this is affecting the economy directly now, and that is going to affect Joe Biden's approval rating and the outlook for his presidency. If we just go back a few months before the Delta variant was among us, or that before we knew it was coming, economists were predicting a Biden boom by this time at the end of the summer. And Biden himself, if you recall, if you go back to, let's say, mid-June, Biden himself was saying, we're going to have a summer of freedom. We're turning the corner. And now look what's happening. We're not turning the corner, or we turned the corner, and then we are staring down another blind alley. Maybe that's what's really going on here. But the Delta variant is just slowing the economy down, as we saw today. We have very tangible evidence in the jobs report. The number of new jobs was barely one third of what economists were projecting, a big slowdown. And I'm not sure this is just a one-off. There are some reasons to think that September and October could be a little tricky as well. We've got those federal jobless benefits on expiring next week. The eviction moratorium is expiring next week. So the fall looks murky at best for the economy, and this has to have President Biden somewhat worried.
Yeah, Rick, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to get any easier for the president anytime soon. And then, of course, the question of booster shots. We heard from the agency today saying that, hey, maybe we shouldn't be rushing this September 20th deadline, which is initially what the Biden administration laid out. I guess, how critical is it that the messaging from the White House stays consistent? Because we know that that has been something that many Americans have taken issue with in the past.
I think this is a meaningful setback. And it's also a psychological setback, because again, Biden himself last month made it sound as if boosters were going to be available to everybody around the 8 month point after which they've gotten their first round of shots. And now we're hearing today that is not necessarily true. The Pfizer vaccine booster might only be available to select groups of people who really need it. And then no word yet on the Moderna booster or the Johnson & Johnson booster, because there's not enough data to tell what we should do about that. So again, Biden made it sound like these boosters were coming soon. And, you know, in terms of sort of misleading the public, I now have a threefer. And when you've got three lined up, as we say in journalism, that's a constellation. So Biden overpromised on return to normal in June. He overpromised on the Afghan government being able to stand against the Taliban in July. And then in August, he overpromised on these booster shots. So Biden better be careful or he's going to have a credibility problem. And I think some people would say he already has a credibility problem.